line down the right field line. This is off the wall on a hop. Adames turns second. He's into third. Winker will settle for a long single. Welcome back to Cincinnati, Jesse Winker. A huge, huge hit here, and the Brewers have him on the corners with nobody out in the eighth. And before Miller comes to the plate, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network. Tyrone Taylor is going to pinch run for Winker at first. Miller the batter. The Reds with a 3-2 lead, top of the eighth inning. Jesse Winker lines a ball on a hop off the wall in right, and the Brewers in business. Miller the batter. First pitch from Sims. A swing and a miss at a slider elevated. It's 0-1. Miller's 0-3. Couple of strikeouts today. Brewers hoping he can at least put a ball in play. Sims looks back, collects his breath in the 0-1 pitch, and that breaking ball missed inside. It's 1-1 on Miller. Adames with a leadoff walk, then Winker with one of his bigger hits for the Brewers. Remember, he had the big hit last Sunday against the Reds. The 1-1. Swing and a foul back by Miller. It's 1-2. Brewers have a prime opportunity to try to at least get this game tied here in the eighth. Miller back into the box. Big gap in left center for Owen. Sims spins, throws to first. Back in time is Taylor. So a disengagement used there. Well, it's shandy season. Leinenkugel's summer shandies, a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor the moment. Miller with a couple of hits in this series, but hitless today. Sims with a long hold. Here's the 1-2 pitch. High fly ball center field. Backing up is Friedel. This should be plenty deep enough to score Adames. Friedel makes the catch. Adames tagging. Here comes the throw. It comes home. And Adames scores easily. And as a result of that, Taylor tags up. He gets into second. So the Brewers have tied it at 3. And now the go-ahead run in scoring position. And Taylor is at second with one out. So a quality AB from Owen Miller. He gets the job done on the sac fly. And that leadoff walk has come around to score. And now here's Raimel Tapia. And Freddie Benavides is out of the Reds' dugout. And this may be it for Lucas Sims, as Benavides is making the stroll out to the mound. He has not made the call. Now he does. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. The official wireless sponsor of the Milwaukee Brewers, and Freddie Benavides isn't messing around. Alexis Diaz hasn't pitched in a while, and they're going to bring him into this game and ask him to get the final two outs of the eighth and then see what happens after that. 3-3 ball game. Brewers have a runner in scoring position, and Raimel Tapia coming to the plate. And a pitching change has been made. This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones, so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection, so dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. No
visit way. U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service?
Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you.
That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Top of the eighth inning, and the Reds not messing around. Alexis Diaz, their closer, comes into this game. It's a 3-3 ball game. Brewers have been able to manufacture a run here in this top of the eighth, thanks to a sack fly off the bat of Owen Miller. Tyrone Taylor, the pinch runner, is at second base. One out. Raimel Tapia, the batter. And Diaz, first pitch. Tapia, swing and a miss at the slider, and it's 0-1. This has been a great baseball game this afternoon. This game, much like this race, has been in the NL Central over the course of the last month or so. 0-1, Tapia popped it up. This went into shallow left. Senzel racing in, making the catch. And there's the second out of the inning. So Diaz comes on and records the out. And now here's Monasterio. Monasterio has a hit today. He's 1-for-3. Brewers would love a multi-hit outing out of him here. A hit here would likely mean the Brewers would take the lead. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. Fastball at 94, right down the middle. And Monasterio came up empty. Three runs on seven hits. Both teams have left six. Identical on the scoreboard right now here at Great American Ballpark. 0-1. That's a called strike. A throw back to second is not in time, as diving back in there was Taylor. And it's 0-2. Now on Monasterio. Boy, that throw back to second just whistled by the ear of Alexis Diaz from Tyler Stevenson. He had to duck and get out of the way. So no balls, two strikes. On Monasterio, Diaz kicks and brings home the pitch. He misses way outside of the fastball. And it's 1-2. Brewers have already taken the first two games of this series, looking for a sweep, and why not? Great game, late, tied at 3. 1-2 pitch. That's high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor gets his lead from second base. India sneaking in behind him. Diaz, the 2-2 pitch. And this is blooped into right field. It's going to drop in front of the right fielder, Fraley. Taylor's around third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Andrew Monasterio delivers. And the Brewers take a 4-3 lead. Monasterio ends up at second on the throw home. And Andrew Monasterio with a two-hit day. And the Brewers have come from behind to take a one-run lead here in the eighth inning over the Reds. Boy, that was just muscled. And off the bat, you thought maybe Fraley had a chance to try and come in and make a spectacular play. But he had to pull up and let it drop in front of him. And with two outs, Taylor able to score easily. Here's Bryce Terang. And the pitch is on the inside edge for a strike with a slider. It's 0-1. Boy, a big hit for Andrew Monasterio. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Came back with another slider. And now the throw ends up into shallow center field. I think it must have hit off of Terang on the throw back to Diaz. And McLean had to go out and catch it in shallow center. And Terang has his helmet off. Tyler Stevenson checking if he's okay. We'll get a look at the throw back here. as he threw it back, it just glanced, I think, off the very top of Terang's helmet, and it just skipped clear out to center field. 0-2. The pitch, and I think Terang went around. He did. Another slider from Diaz, and he takes care of Bryce Terang. But the Brewers score two big runs. They take a 3-2 deficit and make it a 4-3 advantage as we head to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Brewers Radio Network's Lane Grindle sees it all from the broadcast booth.
Down the right field line. This is up, and it is going to fly out of here.
But what's he like off the air?
It's 2023. It's the year of the cheesehead.
Lane Grindle joins Wisconsin's afternoon news every Monday during the Brewers 2023 campaign.
There'd be nothing better in my life than to be the brother of Lane Grindle.
I did not have a brother. So, you know, John, I mean, we can make honorary brothers.
Right here on the home of the Brewers, WTMJ.
Looking for a hot ride this summer? Find yours this July at Pottawatomie. You could win your share of $400,000 in cash and prizes, or rumble all summer long in one of four brand new Harley Davidson motorcycles. It's the Hot Ride Motorcycle Giveaway this July, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit paysbig.com/hotride for more details. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
What does summer sound like in a new Chevy? Find the best way to the ballpark with the Chevy Equinox navigation system. Load up the kayaks with room to spare in the spacious Chevy Trailblazer with 60-40 split folding rear seats. Haul out the camper and spend a night roasting marshmallows with the Chevy Silverado. Or feel the roar of the crowd and bring the whole crew along in the Chevy Traverse with seating for up to 8. So what are you waiting for? This summer, happiness is a new Chevy. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com. Traverse seating up to 8 standard and LS available on LT with second row bench seat, RS Premier, and High Country seat 7.
The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors is celebrating Veterans Housing Month in July. Realtors can help veterans buy a new home. For more info, go to gmar.com/veterans.
Well, it's a 4-3 Brewers lead, bottom of the eighth inning. And Hobie Milner stays out there on the mound, and the first pitch to Elly De La Cruz is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. What a baseball game this has been this afternoon. Andrew Monasterio just giving the Brewers a lead with a bloop single into right. De La Cruz takes low this time with a curveball. It's 1-1. Milner's 1-1 pitch. Hit towards right. Coming in is the new right fielder, Blake Perkins, and he makes the catch on the run. And De La Cruz 0-4 today and 0-12 in this series. Brewers have pitched him wonderfully here this weekend in Cincinnati. And now here's Jonathan India, the right-handed hitting second baseman for Cincinnati. Buck Farmer is getting loose in the Reds bullpen. There was action in the Brewers' pen as India takes a strike and it's 0-1. But it is currently quiet in the Brewers' pen, so everybody has sat down. This is about Hobie Milner right now. The 0-1 pitch is high, and it's 1-1. Brewers trying to sweep the Reds. They've got a one-run advantage in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1 pitch. Missed inside with a fastball. A little bit tight with that one. It's 2-1. India has a hit today, his only hit of this series. 2-1 pitch. And did he go? Doesn't matter. It's in there for a strike with a curveball. And it's 2-2, and Jonathan India is not happy with that call, and he's going to ask for time. Nobody's been overly pleased with the strike zone of Edwin Jimenez today. It's been a little erratic. India back in there. Hobie looking in. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 89 from Hobie Milner. A huge ortho ASAP strikeout, and there's two away here in the eighth. And now it's a lefty-lefty matchup with Joey Votto coming to the plate. So Votto, who's reached twice today, has a double and a walk, has driven in a run, and is officially 1-for-2. Down and away, and it's 1-0. Abner Uribe is getting loose right now in the Brewers' bullpen. One-oh pitch. And that missed outside by just a slim margin. Fastball at 89. It's 2-0 on Votto. Milner's pitch. And he caught the inside corner with a curveball. It's 2-1. Well, there's no substitute for winning on the field or on the grill. Light your fire under America's finest sausage from Usinger's. And, of course, because everything goes better with ice cream, you got to finish the day off with Wisconsin's best ice cream, and you know what that is. That is, of course, Cedar Crest. Votto used a timeout. Now he's back in the box. 2-1 pitch. And he checked his swing on a pitch down and in. Oh, he got a piece of it. I think he got the knob. And so it's a 2-2 count now. So a break for the Brewers there. Should have known with the way that ball bounced away that it got a piece of the bat. I think it got a piece of the barrel, actually. The pitch, ground ball back up the middle. Right there is Adames near the bag at second. Throws to first, a stretch by Miller. And Hobie Milner with a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth. A two-inning outing out of the Brewers' trusty lefty. We go to the ninth. It's a 4-3 lead for the Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We're back with Name That Lightning Googles.
This beer pairs well with watching your neighbor trying to dock their boat again. Now, Name That Lightning Googles.
Summer Shandy Bob.
Correct. You named that Lightning Kugels. Also accepted Juicy Peach or Honey Lemon Light. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, Brewers with a 4-3 lead. We go to the top of the ninth inning in Cincinnati. The Crew can smell a sweep, but three defensive outs left to get. And Joey Weimer and the Brewers going to try to put some insurance on the board against right-hander Buck Farmer. His 44th appearance of the year. He's 2-3 with a 3.80 ERA. Brewers able to push two across in the top of the eighth inning to take the lead. And now Weimer, who's 0-for-2 with a walk today, leads off the ninth. And first pitch swinging. Chopper back up the middle. India plays it behind the bag at second. And a sidearm to first retires Weimer on one pitch. So one away for Christian Yelich. Time for our Annex Wealth Management difference-making moment of the game. And got to go right now with Andrew Monasterio's RBI single back in the eighth. That gave the Brewers the lead. Hopefully, it will remain that way. Brought to you by Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. Farmer's first pitch to Yelich is outside. It's 1-0. It's been a good day for Christian. He's officially 2-for-3 with a walk, a home run, and he's driven in two. Farmer looks in. And the 1-0 pitch. And Yelich took outside. Two balls and no strikes. Dual pitch. Missed outside, 3-0. This series reminiscent of the series coming out of the All-Star break in 2021. Farmer looks in. It's 3-0 on Yelich. And Yelich, fly ball left field. Senzel going back onto the warning track. Still going back at the wall. He dropped it. It falls right at the base of the wall, and Yelich ends up at second. Boy, that ball just kept carrying. I think you get the ball in the air, it's getting a little bit more help from that wind than we think. And Yelich ends up at second base, and they're going to rule that an E7. Boy, I'm confused by the scoring here this weekend in Cincinnati on multiple occasions. So Yelich, regardless, is at second, and that's a big insurance run at second base. And here's William Contreras. The pitch, and he went around. Fastball just off the plate. Contreras offered at it. It's 0-1. Farmer looks back at Yelich, and the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a slider down and away. It's 0-2. Now, this series reminiscent of that series to come out of the break in 21. Remember, it was very similar to the Brewers and Reds situation this year. 0-2 pitch. Down and away. It's one ball and two strikes. In 21, those were the two teams atop the Central. The Brewers had the lead, and the Reds won the series in Milwaukee going into the break. One-two pitch. And Contreras checked his swing. He didn't offer. It's 2-2. All-Star break happens. Brewers come to Cincinnati and sweep the Reds and really send a statement about the NL Central race. And the Reds really never recovered from that. Don't know that that's what's going to happen here. Brewers just trying to get three more defensive outs today. 2-2's high. Three balls and two strikes. But if the Brewers can finish this one off, safe to say it'll be a very happy flight to Philadelphia. 3-2 on Contreras. Here's the pitch. And he checked his swing on a slider down and away. They appeal to first. He didn't go. It's a walk for William. Ortho ASAP. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference, and now first and second and one away for Willie Adames. So a big opportunity for Willie here to try and deliver. And as Josh pointed out, another big thing in this game right now is that Alexis Diaz has already been used. So the Reds don't have him in that bullpen in case the worst could happen. And this game would end up in extra innings or something like that. Brewers hoping it doesn't come to that. Now time called by Adames. And actually it's going to be Jimenez saying you got to have Willie's eyes up before you can come set. So it is not a timeout used by Willie. First and second. And a wheel back towards second without a throw. Towards Yelich. Farmer looking in. Here's the pitch to Adames. Swing and a miss at a slider down and away. It's 0-1. There is one out here in the top of the ninth. Boy, those are two really big insurance runs out there right now for the crew. India playing pretty close to the bag at second with Yelich there. And the 0-1, swing and a miss. He went after another slider. Very similar pitch to the one before. So Farmer's had Willie up there chasing early on. See if he can battle back into this count. Tyrone Taylor's in the on-deck circle, and now time is called by Edwin Jimenez. And Jimenez bailed out from behind after time was called. He started to get out of the way in case Farmer brought a throw home that was errant. Farmer looking in. 0-2 pitch. Fly ball center field. It's going to push Friedel back. Still going back. He'll make the catch. Yelich will tag. He's headed to third. Throw will go to second. And Yelich will get 90 feet away here with two outs. Brewers have runners on the corners. And Tyrone Taylor coming to the plate. So Victor Caratini's going to pinch hit instead for Taylor. So Tyrone, his day is done. And now it's Caratini, who has swung the bat very well for the Brewers. Had the only run produced on Friday night in that 1-0 victory. And a great opportunity for him right here against Buck Farmer. Runners on the corners and two outs. It's a 4-3 Brewers lead, top of the ninth. The pitch inside, and it's 1-0. Brewers won the series last weekend in Milwaukee, 2-1. They have already clinched this series. And trying to get a sweep. 1-0 pitch is fouled back into the net. It's 1-1. Brewers have survived all those injuries that they dealt with in May and for parts of June. And now playing maybe as good a baseball as they played at any point in this season. One pitch to Caratini. Bat comes flying out of his hands. It's a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. The bat ended up in the net near the Reds on deck circle. Pitch was up and in, and Caratini just saw the bat fly completely out of his hands and helicoptered over towards the Reds on deck circle. 1-2 the count. Big moment right here. Brewers looking for insurance. They have a one-run lead. Caratini uses his timeout. Adjusts his helmet as he gets back into the box here. Crowd at Great American Ballpark, the smallest of the weekend, but they're making some noise right now for Buck Farmer. There goes the runner, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball off the plate. Caratini strikes out, and the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Brewers with a 4-3 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This one is way out there and gone.
There's no greater feeling than when your favorite baseball team hits a clutch home run. But wouldn't it be great if you could do that with your business? SVA Professional Services can help you do just that. We pride ourselves in providing measurable results for clients that span a multitude of industries in the service areas of accounting, tax, business consulting, and more. Get your own measurable results by visiting sva.com/homerun. We'll see you at the park.
WTMJ's Vince Vitrano here. You know, I've played sports my entire life, been hurt a lot of times, but never had been injured until I had to stop doing the sports I enjoyed because my knee flat wouldn't allow it. I visited Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, where they took great care of me. I put my knee in their doctor's capable hands, and now I'm back in the gym, carrying my golf bag pain-free for 18 holes, and playing tennis as often as I like with no issues. I'd recommend Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin to anyone. Visit orthowisconsin.com.
Hi, it's John Reitz from Great Midwest Bank. And you know, there's more to being a local Wisconsin bank than perfectly pronouncing Oconomowoc or Waukesha. Or is it Waukesha? But rest assured, at Great Midwest Bank, we understand the local community and economy because we're a part of it. At GMB, we provide customized lending products that others just can't offer. Experience a hometown banking difference. Head to greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank, your simply local equal housing lender.
Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com.
Well, Devin Williams is on to try and get his 23rd Fleet Farm save of the season. Find savings on everything you need in one stop at Fleet Farm. Devin with the save on Friday night, the save last night, and he's going to pitch 3 days in a row, making his 37th appearance of the season. A 1.78 ERA, and I think everybody's glad he didn't pitch in the All-Star game right now. Might have made it tougher for him to get back out there today in this game. A 4-3 Brewers lead. He will face the bottom of the Reds lineup. It'll be Steer, Stevenson, and then Senzel. He has not faced them in this series, any one of the three. Steer is 1-for-3 today. And the first pitch from Devin is a ground ball foul over near the Brewers dugout. It's 0-1. That was the changeup that Williams started up with against Steer, who broke up an 0-for-23 with his base hit in his last at bat. A one pitch tapped out in front of home plate. It's going to be Contreras take it. Throw to first in time, and there's one away as Steer is retired. And Stevenson will be the batter. This would be some kind of sweep for the Brewers if they can get these final two outs, two shutouts. And if Williams can get these next two, it would be a one-run victory to close out the sweep against the team that you're contending for the Central against. The pitch, ground ball sharply hit to second base. Nice adjustment by Terang. Spins and throws to first and dug out on a hop by Miller at first. And there's two outs. Boy, that Bryce Terang can play some second base. It took a wicked hop. He made an amazing adjustment. And Owen Miller with a nice pick on the receiving end at first base as well. Just a good all-around play defensively by the Brewers. And the Reds down to their last out. And Devin Williams, who threw just 8 pitches last night, has recorded 2 outs on 3 pitches here today. So here's Senzel, who walked back in the 7th. And the pitch popped up foul and out of play, first base side. And it's 0-1 on Senzel. Senzel, a right-handed hitter, staring out at Devin Williams. A one pitch, swing and a miss. He blew a fastball by him up and out of the zone. And the Reds are down to their last strike. Williams trying to give the Brewers a 3-game sweep in Cincinnati. Devin looks in. The 0-2 pitch. Did he go? He did not. Laid off that changeup. It was a little bit low. And it's 1-2 on Senzel. Crowd making noise. They've been quiet for a while now after the Brewers took this 4-3 lead. Brewers looking for a come-from-behind victory here this afternoon. Williams looks in, kicks in the 1-2 pitch, and he missed down and away. It's even now, 2-2. Senzel looks out. Williams looks in. Contreras setting up the 2-2 pitch. And he missed up and away with a fastball. The count is full. 3-2. Friedel, the leadoff man for the Reds, is in the on-deck circle. Count is full on Senzel, former first-round pick. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went back to the airbender, and it's a Queen City sweep for the Milwaukee Brewers. 4-3, your final. The Brewers sweep the Reds and have a 2-game lead in the NL Central. A come-from-behind victory this afternoon. It wasn't a shutout, but it was just as satisfying. Brewers win their 52nd of the season, 4-3 here today over the Reds. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get fired up for your next adventure to the Island Resort and Casino. Recharge at the Drift Spa and enjoy a delicious dinner afterward. Get in on the action of your favorite slots and table games, followed by live music. And golfers know you can always bet on green. Sweetgrass and Sage Run, 36 holes of award-winning golf, some of the finest in the Midwest. So many ways to have fun. Experience more at the Island Resort and Casino.
Baseball, America's pastime. Ice cream, America's favorite dessert. A perfect match. Wisconsin's team and Wisconsin's ice cream, Cedar Crest. Made in small batches from scratch and slowly pasteurized to lock in flavor, ice cream isn't just a business at Cedar Crest, it's a passion. So while baseball's trying to speed up the game this year, don't speed up the ice cream. Savor it slowly, enjoying every amazing bite. Cedar Crest. It's the best.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Truck drivers, it's time to maximize your job satisfaction. At Schneider, you can find a career that fits your lifestyle and goals, all while getting the pay you deserve. Enhance your earning potential with consistent freight and pay packages that recognize all your work. Plus, with new opportunities available daily, you'll find a driving job at Schneider with the home time and schedule you've been looking for. Choose a company that's committed to your success and well-being. Choose Schneider. Apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular. America's Homegrown Wireless. Hupie and Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, NX Wealth Management, Know the Difference, and Island Resort and Casino. And Josh, a huge sweep of the Brewers' rival in the Central and the team closest to them, the Cincinnati Reds.
And how about, Lane, you go with six consecutive games against the team that at the time when it began, you're trying to catch them? You end up going 5-1, and now you're two games ahead in the standings. Brewers win it. There was just a scoring change announced. Christian Yelich now has a double.
And he should.
Yep. So it was four runs and nine hits, and Yelich ended up a triple away from the cycle in today's game. 4-9.
Has he ever done that in this ballpark before?
Yeah, right. How about that? 4-9-0 for Milwaukee. Cincinnati ends up 3-7-0 after that scoring change as well. So there was not an error charged in today's game. The win goes to Hobie Milner, who pitched for the first time in the series, and he went two scoreless innings. It's his first decision of the year. 1-0 for Milner. Lucas Sims charged with the two runs in the eighth that gave the Crew the comeback win. He falls to 3-2. And how about a save in a scoreless ninth inning? All three games of the series, Devin Williams now 23 of them on the year. It took 2 hours and 52 minutes to play in front of 30,927 fans at Great American Ballpark. Lane, Hupie, and Abraham is a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers and of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. For every double play this season, Hupie and Abraham is donating $100. Call or visit Hupy.com today to get every dollar you deserve. I'll tell you in the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show how many they had this week. Stay tuned.
Looking forward to that. We're looking for our Chevrolet star of the game. I'm looking forward to hearing who you pick.
I'm picking Andrew Monasterio.
Wow, okay, yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I think that his hit against Alexis Diaz is the perfect example of what's been happening for this team for the last month or so. It's not always the prettiest way to win games, but they figure it out. And against the all-star closer Alexis Diaz, he falls behind 0-2, ends up battling his way back into the count, and then bloops the go-ahead and ultimately game-winning single. One of two hits on the day, and really, Lane, he's only getting his opportunity this weekend because Brian Anderson got hurt.
I love it. I'm with you on that one. I think honorable mention to Hobie Milner and Christian Yelich as well for great games today, too. But we'll go with Andrew Monasterio. Star of the game brought to you by Chevy Star SUVs, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse, Trailblazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Visit WisconsinDrivesChevy.com. Do it today. Well, that's going to do it for us and our game broadcast, but we'll be back with you Tuesday. Off day tomorrow in Philadelphia for the crew. On Deck Show on Tuesday, Built by Menards will get underway at 5:05. The game will follow at 5:40. Game one of a three-game series against the Red Hot Phils. Julio Teheran will get the ball for the crew. It'll be Aaron Nola for Philadelphia. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh has got the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show coming up in a few moments. Again, the final score here today, Brewers come from behind, and they win their 18th one-run game of the season, 4-3, over the Reds. Have a great rest of your Sunday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Looking for a hot ride this summer? Find yours this July at Pottawatomie. You could win your share of $400,000 in cash and prizes, or rumble all summer long in one of four brand new Harley Davidson motorcycles. It's the Hot Ride Motorcycle Giveaway this July, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit paysbig.com/hotride for more details. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
20 years ago, Concordia University, Wisconsin saw a change coming. A change in the way we live and a change in the way we learn. So today, as world events change the way we go back to school, we're ready. For over two decades, Concordia University has been a pioneer of exceptional online education, helping thousands of students across the country build a better future for themselves and their world. Don't settle for a common way to learn. Don't settle for a common life. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball? Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at AnnexWealth.com.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We have a series sweep for your Red Hot Milwaukee Brewers to report to you here on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. After a come-from-behind 4-3 win today, the Brewers win all three from the Reds to take a two-game lead in the division. See if they're going to play again during the next homestand, and there's a lot of baseball to go over the course of the 2023 regular season, but it's been quite the stretch. Back-to-back weekends against Cincinnati, Milwaukee wins five out of the six games. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Get in the game. Gaming, dining, sports betting, and a luxury hotel all in downtown Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your win is waiting. So much coming up for you on this show. We hope that you'll keep it right here. Scores, highlights, doubles recaps, double play recaps, minor league look, and a preview of a series that begins Tuesday night in Philadelphia. Well, the Brewers pitching was certainly the story of this three-game series and of the last four consecutive wins, for that matter, against the Reds. And a lot of the reason they put up zero after zero in the run column, it was because of the strikeouts, ortho ASAP. And today the staff added seven more. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Let's get into the National League Central scoreboard. Well, the Pirates have fallen on hard times. They have now lost, how about, 10 of their last 12 games. Today they got into extra innings against San Francisco at PNC, but they gave up 5 runs in the 10th. And the Giants completed a 3-game sweep. The final score was 8-4. So Pittsburgh continues its swoon. Meanwhile, the Cubs, who are in third place behind these two teams, looks like they're going to drop a series at Wrigley to the Boston Red Sox. It's 11-3 Boston, top half of the 9th inning. That would be the 10th win in 12 games for Boston. Alex Cora's team playing its way into American League postseason contention. Cardinals trying to win a series from the Washington Nationals at Busch, and they've got an 8-3 lead, bottom of the 7th inning there. St. Louis, a 5-run advantage in a game that was started by Jack Flaherty for Ollie Marmol's team. They haven't won a lot of series, and they're trying to get that one coming out of the All-Star break against the Nationals. When we come back, more scores coming your way. Final here, most importantly, Brewers 4, Reds 3 on the Brewers Radio Network.
Couldn't make it to the game?
Here, try this.
If you live in Milwaukee, Racine, Waukesha, Ozaukee, or Washington County,
get up! Get up! Get out of here and go!
You can stream Bob Uecker and the Brewers on your phone, tablet, or computer.
Struck him out looking.
Using the WTMJ app or at WTMJ.com.
A little different from when you played, Uecker.
Yeah, those big old payphones we had. Ah, oh, man.
Baseball and tailgating. This is Marie from Discount Liquor. For over 60 years, we've been part of the starting lineup that makes your tailgate an experience. With over 2,000 varieties of beer, 4,000 types of liquor, and over 8,000 wines, we're your pregame headquarters. It's not a game without a tailgate, and it's not a tailgate without a stop at Discount Liquor. So before you head to the ballpark, head to Discount Liquor. Two area locations, in Milwaukee on 51st and Oklahoma, and in downtown Waukesha on Main and Barstow.
Discount Liquor.
Over the past year, we've been hard at work improving our sales processes, expanding and remodeling our facilities, and investing in new technology, and continuing our commitment to serve our customers, employees, and community. That's why at Boucher, when our customers leave the dealership, we hope we've made a customer for life. With 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin and 30 brands, we've got thousands of new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Proud to be your Wisconsin family dealership group since 1977. Visit us today at Boucher.
Hey Brewers fans, while you enjoy America's favorite pastime, leave your home comfort to the experts at Carrier. Whether it's maintaining your current heating and cooling system or installing a new one, your local Carrier dealer will make sure the job is done right. Plus, Carrier is backed by quality parts, reliable systems, and advanced technology. Turn to the experts at Carrier for complete comfort and peace of mind. Carrier, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. To find your local dealer, go to CarrierMilwaukee.com. That's CarrierMilwaukee.com.
Miss the shuttle to the game?
It is gone!
Not to worry. We got you covered on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers a 4-3 win to complete their fifth series sweep of this season. They take all three in Cincinnati coming out of the All-Star break. And welcome back to the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. The Brewers, they end a stretch of 13 straight games, four series in a row against Central Division rivals. They ended up going 9-4 in those 13 games. They won or split all four of those series, 3-0-1. They are now 20-9 against the Central Division this season. That's a big reason They've got a two-game lead. Looking down on everybody else in that division race. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, the OAW has donated $10,100. There was a big home run today by Christian Yelich, the 101st of the year. Going to Hunger Task Force, $10,100, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Back into the scoreboard we go. The Phillies, the next opponent for the Brewers. That's starting on Tuesday night at Citizens Bank Park. The Phillies hoping to win 3 out of 4 from San Diego this weekend at home. They had about a 3-hour rain delay before their game got going this afternoon, but it's in action now. Top of the second, 1-0 Padres have the lead. And it was a home run to lead off the game. Sound familiar? It was like what Yelich did last night here after a rain delay. He started with a homer. It was Ha-Seong Kim who did it for the Friars off of Zach Wheeler, Philadelphia's ace. That game going to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Padres. Philadelphia coming in winners of 11 of 16. They are 25-10 in their last 35. And the defending National League champions have been rounding back into what they hope will be postseason form. It's time now for our home run distance recap. The aforementioned home run by Yelich today, it was a prodigious one. 439 estimated feet, 1 foot shy of the longest all year by a member of the crew. The home run distance is brought to you by SVA, delivering measurable results. Brewers win 4-3, and we're going to recap it. A comeback victory and an important one with some highlights after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
WTMJ Breaking News Center, I'm Jessica Gatzo. Today marking 1 year of success since the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline was implemented in Wisconsin. The next season of Top Chef will be filmed in Milwaukee. And today, wrapping up the 120th Harley-Davidson Homecoming festivities in Milwaukee. Tonight, a chance for scattered showers, a low of 60. Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm Jessica Gatzo, News Radio WTMJ.
Cousin Subs Game Day Giveaway is back. This is your chance to win a $400 Ticket King gift card to purchase tickets to an upcoming sporting event of your choice. Enter at CousinSubs.com/GameDayGiveaway now through July 30th. One grand prize winner and 11 guests will enjoy a suite at the Friday, August 25th baseball game in Milwaukee. The grand prize includes game tickets, parking, food, and beverages. Enter at CousinSubs.com/GameDayGiveaway. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
I'm Ben Jewick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. 2023 is our 135th year in business, making it the perfect time for our crew to help you create a workspace that will help you attract, retain, and grow your business. The office is the cultural hub of the organization. We can help with interior design, construction, new furniture, and move management. Like Milwaukee's baseball team, our crew excels at home and on the road. If your company has a national facilities footprint, we can hit for you in any ballpark. Championship organizations are built on teamwork and collaboration. Visit brothersinteriors.com. To see how we can help your team win.
What does summer sound like in a new Chevy? Find the best way to the ballpark with the Chevy Equinox navigation system. Load up the kayaks with room to spare in the spacious Chevy Trailblazer with 60-40 split folding rear seats. Haul out the camper and spend a night roasting marshmallows with the Chevy Silverado. Or feel the roar of the crowd and bring the whole crew along in the Chevy Traverse with seating for up to 8. So what are you waiting for? This summer, happiness is a new Chevy. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com. Traverse seating up to 8 standard and LS available on LT with second row bench seat, RS Premier, and High Country seat 7.
Take a rocket ship ride on the Brewers Radio Network.
You want to pick me up or you want to go?
Presented by American Family Insurance.
We're looking for somebody to light the match.
Four-three Brewers beat Cincinnati to complete a three-game sweep. The Brewers continue a great stretch. Undefeated in their last six series. They are 14-6 over the last series played overall. Well, over the past week, there were $300 donated to the Mac Fund on behalf of West Bend Insurance as the Brewers hit four doubles. Of course, a short week with the All-Star break in the middle. Thank you to the friends at West Bend Insurance. West Bend, the silver lining. It's the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. Let's get the recap. It's some highlights coming your way. Presented by Prevea Health, they're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Coming into the game, it had been three consecutive shutout victories against Cincinnati for Milwaukee pitching. They turned to Adrian Houser to try to keep that going. He did through the first inning, but then in the second, after 28 consecutive scoreless innings pitched, it ended with Jonathan India singling and Joey Votto doubling him home. It was all the Reds would get. They had a 1-0 lead going into the third. Ben Lively was starting for Cincinnati. He had been scoreless through the first couple of innings, but with one out, Christian Yelich came up and changed all of that. Lively's pitch hit high in the air and deep into right center. Backing up Fraley onto the track. Turns around, watches it sail up and out of here. Christian Yelich deep, deep out to right center. 2 days in a row in Cincinnati, a long ball for Yelich. And the Brewers have tied the game at one here in the top of the third. Number 13 for Christian Yelich, and it was a blast. But Cincinnati got the lead right back in the bottom of that inning against Houser. Again, with nobody out. Matt McClain singled, and Jake Fraley had the big swing of the weekend for Cincinnati, as it would turn out. Two-run home run that made it 3-1 Reds. And with Lively pitching well, they had to be feeling good about that, but they would not score again the entire game. And Ben Lively, after a scoreless top of the fourth, left due to what we assume was an injury. In that fourth inning, he was visited by his athletic trainer, appeared to be grabbing and maybe stretching out his shoulder, the non-pitching shoulder, Lane was surmising. But he did finish the fourth, but then left the game. And that really changed things around, because in the fifth, with the reliever Derek Law coming in, they gave up a single and a walk to Monasterio and Bryce Durang to start things. And after a flyout by Joey Weimer, Christian Yelich came up to the plate.
The pitch, line drive into left center field. That's a base hit. Monasterio is going to be sent around third. Here's the throw to the plate. Monasterio in there standing up. Christian Yelich delivers again an RBI single. It's a 3-2 Reds lead.
Yelich had driven both of them in. It got a little frustrating thereafter. A line drive double play ended a further chance at a run in that threat that came against Ian Jabeau. And after Jabeau struck out the side in the sixth, it was Fernando Cruz walking two batters in the seventh, but Lucas Sims came in and got a deep flyout off the bat of William Contreras, almost to the fence in left center, that ended the inning. And it remained 3-2 Cincinnati into the eighth. Adrian Houser had gone through 5 2/3 for the Brewers. He really settled in. Bryce Wilson recorded one out in the sixth, and Hobie Milner pitched a scoreless seventh. So 3-2 Cincinnati, eighth inning. Lucas Sims still out there, and the first two men reached base. It was a patient walk worked by Willie Adames, and then Jesse Winker lined a single that bounced off the right field fence. That moved Adames to third. They were on the corners with nobody out, and the batter was Owen Miller.
Sims with a long hold. Here's the 1-2 pitch. High fly ball center field. Backing up is Friedel. This should be plenty deep enough to score Adames. Friedel makes the catch. Adames tagging. Here comes the throw. It comes home. And Adames scores easily, and as a result of that, Taylor tags up. He gets into second. So the Brewers have tied it at three.
Tyrone Taylor was the pinch runner for Jesse Winker. That was important that he moved into scoring position. The Reds, who had their manager David Bell ejected early in this game, it was back in the second inning arguing balls and strikes. They had an acting manager, Freddie Benavidez, their bench coach, and he decided to go for it in the eighth. With the score then tied, he brought in his all-star closer, Alexis Diaz, with a runner at second. Well, it worked for the first batter as Raimel Tapia flew out. So you had Taylor at second with two away, and Andrew Monasterio was battling Diaz.
Diaz, the 2-2 pitch, and this is blooped into right field. It's going to drop in front of the right fielder, Fraley. Taylor's around third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Andrew Monasterio delivers, and the Brewers take a 4-3 lead. Monasterio ends up at second on the throw home, and Andrew Monasterio with a two-hit day, and the Brewers have come from behind to take a one-run lead here in the eighth inning over the Reds.
Three unanswered runs. Diaz kept the score right there, 4-3. And Hobie Milner, for just the third time this year, went multiple innings, two full, and he pitched a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth. After the Brewers failed to tack on at the top of the ninth, it was Devin Williams on the hill for a third straight day. And Williams was as good as he's been all season again. No hard contact, really. A soft ground out by Spencer Steer. A ground out by Tyler Stevenson. And the last hope for the Reds was Nick Senzel, who worked a full count.
Count is full on Senzel, former first-round pick. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.